Shalom, everyone. Netanyahu and Trump met again this week at the White House. Iran has prepared to unleash a massive retaliatory response should war break out again with Iran. The end of February could be the decision point for Trump as to whether or not negotiations will go forward or whether there will be a war. Israel is gearing up to fight Hamas again in Gaza. Messianic World Update begins now. Shalom, everyone. I'm Monty Judah with Lion and Lamb Ministries. Welcome to another edition of Messianic World Update. Today's date is Friday, February 13th of the year 2026. Here's the news for the week. For the seventh time in 13 months, Benjamin Netanyahu has had a meeting with Donald Trump personally face-to-face, and it goes to show you the strategic relationship between Israel and the United States concerning the Middle East. All that time dealing with all of Israel's enemies on all of their borders. Now, Netanyahu came in this week. It's almost like business as usual. He met with Witkoff and Kushner and Secretary of State Rubio at the Blair House. That's the house where the vice president is at, before meeting with Trump. Now, I'm certain that they were talking about the Iran negotiations. Israel is concerned about whatever agreement the U.S. might get themselves into. Iran, of course, is only willing to talk about the nuke program. Missiles are off the table, talking about proxies and supporting proxies. That's off the table. Israel is saying, no, we need no nuclear program. You got to shut down the missiles and no more proxy support, no more exporting terrorism throughout the Middle East. So it was an effort to assure Israel that that was the negotiation position. Now, if that's true, then these negotiations clearly do not have a plan for success. There was no press conference after the meeting with Trump, and there was no major announcements, and the meeting went longer than was planned. So what do we think really was discussed? Well, the analysis at this point probably was more about the time to attack. Now, Trump has been very clear about insisting that he wants negotiations to go forward until they play out and to kind of up the stakes a little bit for the negotiations. He announced that he might move another carrier into the Middle East to support the Abraham Lincoln. And in fact, the news reports are that the H.W. Bush carrier is getting ready to go to the Middle East. It'll take them approximately 2 weeks to get there and be on scene. We also think that some of the pressure that Trump is under to negotiate with Iran as opposed to warfare is coming from other Arab nations. They don't want to see military conflict. They don't want to see a disruption to the Persian Gulf oil and things that are going on with it. However, Iran has not hesitated to explain what they intend to do should a war break out. And based on this, it's pretty clear Iran knows negotiations are not going to be successful. It's going to end up being a war. So here's what they've said, that they're going to launch an all-out war in the entire region, that they're going to attack Israel, attack U.S. bases, possibly even attack Saudi Arabia. Attempt to close the Straits of Hormuz, which would disturb oil shipments throughout of the Persian Gulf to all the nations of the world. In the last conflict, Iran was able to launch hundreds of missiles. However, they have a very large missile inventory, and this time they're announcing they would be launching thousands. The short-range missiles are the ones that would increase the numbers as opposed to longer-range weapons. Do they have that number of missiles to launch? Yes, they do. And that would be very threatening to the short-range targets such as U.S. military bases and Saudi Arabia and possibly UAE. Trump has previously spoke of a time limit for negotiations for Iran. And going back to those previous statements, March 1 is the limit. So we are down to the final last 2 weeks. That seems to fit the flow of what is going on at the moment. Now, stepping back for a moment, if the U.S. does attack, is Israel willing to accept the damage that they will receive? Because there will be a lot of missiles coming at Israel. And Israel will have to rely on its anti-missile defense, you know, for that. My understanding is that Netanyahu, this question was posed to him very strongly by Trump. And Netanyahu said, yes, and we will rebuild. Now, Israel has made some upgrades to its multi-layer air defense at the very highest level, at the exo-atmospheric level. They have the Arrow missile system. In the Indo-atmospheric level, they have the David Sling, and that's the one they've announced some major upgrades to. And then you have the Iron Beam, which is low range plus the Patriot missiles, not counting other missile defenses that the U.S. is supplying, such as THAAD and other ships that are able to launch the SM series of missiles that they have as well. Now, if the U.S. does attack, is the U.S. willing to let Israel deal with the missile threat? And in particular, are they willing to handle the attack that would be coming toward their bases? That's probably the stronger hesitation on the part of Trump. He does not want to endanger U.S. troops if he can find a way to negotiate past it. If everyone attacks, U.S. and Israel launch a full massive attack, will the Iranian regime fall? That's the big question as to whether or not it would be enough to tip the scales for it. There is no question that there's no surprise element should there be an attack. It just simply has to be massive, overwhelming force. And I think what Israel has said to the U.S., if you're going to fight Iran, you got to fight until you finish it. You got to go in massively and you got to complete the mission all the way. I know Trump would prefer to do a quick and decisive action and get out. However, I think Netanyahu is telling him this is a long-range issue. You got to be prepared to hit with multiple strikes again and again and again. Now, does the U.S. have the firepower and the resources to do it? Yes, they do. Does Trump want to get into that kind of a war? We don't know yet. If we had to guess at this point, I'd say he's not inclined to do it. Trump also has announced that the Board of Peace is moving along in Gaza, announcing progress in Gaza. And in fact, Trump is his own cheerleader, if you will, on what's going on in Gaza with the ceasefire. However, the reality in Gaza is things are not moving. Hamas has announced they will not disarm. And in fact, the Hamas leader said, we've not even received any proposals to disarm, like they're supposed to get a proposal for it and then negotiate it for it. That's not what the ceasefire deal was. That's not what they agreed to back when the ceasefire took effect. Obviously, there's no investments or rebuilding going to go on in Gaza until Hamas is disarmed. So that's the reason why even the building efforts and the fundraising efforts that Trump is trying to do for Gaza is not going forward very well. No one is willing to put up the forces to form a new police force. And Hamas has offered to Egypt and Qatar that some of their men could become the new police force. They've both been rejected by Egypt and Qatar. That's not going to work. Hamas has to disarm. So what's the bottom line on Gaza? Israel has to clean out Hamas. They have to destroy the tunnels and disarm Hamas completely. Now, Israel is moving troops to Gaza as we speak, and there is a new offensive being planned. Only this time it's going to be way more intensive than what we saw in the past. How so, you might ask? Well, this time there's no hostages they have to be careful of. They can go in, and if the enemy presents itself, they can go in with massive force and hit it. The yellow line where Israel is at right now for the ceasefire may in fact become the new border for a future Gaza if Israel has to go in and do those things. In the meantime, Gaza suffers and the Palestinians suffer because they cannot get leadership in there that want to seek peace even though they've lost. Please continue to pray for our country and for Israel, for what's going on in the Middle East. It does appear there is going to be a war coming soon. And we need to pray about that, the safety of our guys and gals that are over there. Please like, subscribe, comment on our YouTube channel. If you'd like to watch our other programs that we have at lionandlamb.tv, you can subscribe there initially free, get some of the material, and see other programming content. And guys, this ministry has a lot of material. If you're interested in the subjects of Messianic World Update, where it explains even more of what the prophecies say about what's going on in the Middle East, and so you can understand best how we report the news stories for it. We have a free subscription for you for the Yavo magazine, informative spiritual articles that are written. You can follow us on all the social media platforms, wherever you prefer. So in the meantime, Shabbat Shalom to all of you.